Now to your letters. And there were a number of them after our interview with Professor Fouad Ajami last Sunday on the crisis between the Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah. Scott Satterwhite of Pensacola, Florida writes, I found it interesting that Professor Fouad Ajami found most of the blame for the current crisis in Gaza on the Palestinians. Does Professor Ajami not think that Israel should receive any blame, considering that it is their occupation of Palestinian land which is the root cause of the problem, or even the American, EU, and Israeli economic strangulation of the Palestinian people since the election of 2006? Does this get the blame? No, it's simply Arafat's ghost who gets the blame for not accepting Ehud Barak's generous offer in 2000 to give back an incomplete Palestine that is to blame. Grant Garber of Henderson, North Carolina, wrote with a different point of view. He writes, It's interesting to hear an Islamic voice say that it's time to give up on the unity government in Palestine. Democracy doesn't always work, not if the party in question, although democratically elected, doesn't believe in democracy. Hamas doesn't believe in the right of existence of the Israeli electorate, nor did Adolf Hitler believe in the right of Jewish voters to exist in the German democracy that elected him as chancellor in 1933. You can write to us, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.